We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm the King, Howard Eskin.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. PDQPOS.com.
How you doing, King?
I'm doing great. Trying to recover from West Coast time back to East Coast time after coming back from the NFL meetings in Phoenix. But it is baseball season. There's no question about it.
Yeah, high hopes here, Howard. I mean, no question. Howard, let me ask you this question, because two things related to last year, both true. Curious which you think is more likely to be the case this year. Third place team, which the Phillies were last year, got bombed in the division. I mean, they lost the division by over 10 games to two teams. Third wild card, all true. Also a team that, though, got to the World Series and almost won it. Which do you think is the more likely scenario this year that plays out, if it's one of them?
Well, just knowing how hard it is to get back to a World Series, and the same thing exists in the NFL, when you lose, it really is there's nobody that has any answers that you say, well, that's it. It's really hard. So, you know, I don't like either of your choices, Joe, but I would take the second or, would you say, third place?
They were the third place and third wild card. I mean, it's just facts. They were. And here's the thing, Howard. If the playoffs,
but I think that's more likely than...
I do. I think it is. If the playoffs hadn't been expanded, they wouldn't even made the playoffs last year. All that October stuff, John, we just talked about? They would have not made the playoffs in past years.
Well, if Milwaukee hadn't choked in the final, they were home while the Phillies were on the road.
I know.
So they, what would they lose, 3 out of 4 to Miami at home?
It was crazy. Howard, yeah. Nick Castellanos, I know last year, you know, we all couldn't stand how he played. I know you were talking about he's kind of a surly dude. Do you expect a real season from him? Is he going to bounce back, or is it more of the same from last year?
I would lead more to more of the same. I remember when I talked to Rob Thompson, and I gave him my lineup, which obviously won't have Hoskins, who they will miss.
I'm sure he really, really appreciated the Howard Eskin lineup. I mean, when he was factored
in. He didn't appreciate it, but he looked at it, and it was pretty close, I think, to what he was going to do. But my point is, not that I gave him a lineup, but I had Castellanos batting 7th. And he looked at me and says, why do you have him 7th? I says, he's got to earn his way back up the lineup. And that was my point. He's got to earn his way back up the lineup. So, oh, he'll be fine. He'll be better this year. I'm not so sure. Will he be better? He has to be better. But I'm not sold. That's the one player that I'm just not sold on. I'm not ready to say, oh, yeah, he'll be back. He's not going to be what he was the year before when they signed him. But he's got to be better. He's got to hit more home runs. He's just he still loves that low and away breaking ball. He just loves it. And I saw it in spring training. I'm not sold on him. I mean, I like the rest of the lineup. I like everybody else in the lineup, but I don't like Castellanos. And they're going to have to use him a lot with Bryce Harper not coming back till probably late May or June.
So based on your experience watching playoff baseball teams, how much will that experience improve our chances this year?
Well, it'll improve it for some, but I don't think it changes the mentality of Bryce Harper. I don't think it changes the mentality of Trey Turner. I think JT Realmuto, you know, he's got to be solid and steady like he has been. I don't think it changes him. I don't think it changes Wheeler. I don't think it changes Nola. They just have to be who they were. And they have to be who they were in September. not through most of the season. I don't like the depth of the starting rotation, but you know, you find ways to fix and help all those things.
Yeah, as you move through the year. Howard, Aaron Nola today makes a 6th straight start, and then they honor him as the, you know, longest tenured Phil, along with Hoskins. Nola gets it instead of Wheeler, which I'm good with. I think that's cool, homegrown guy. But he's not under a new deal for next year and beyond. Is that something Phillies fans should be worried about? I mean, he's going to pitch out this season, open market. How much of a concern should that be for the Phillies' future?
No, I don't think his mentality will allow him to be that way. You at WIP and everybody at WIP, when he loses a game, well, it's the contract. When somebody gets out, and players who've played it, obviously.
Howard, do you work here, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever given an opinion on the air that might be like
you guys at WIP, not me, too?
I mean, like you were blaming Allen Iverson instead of Matt Harperin. Like the reason the Sixers couldn't go further is it was Matt Harperin's fault. It wasn't Allen Iverson's fault.
No.
You're like, oh, Allen Iverson, he's a coach killer.
Wait a minute, Joe. Let's stick.
I remember
to the,
it, Howard. Don't think I don't remember every word you said.
Yeah, I know you remember everything that you don't remember. But you remember everything.
Don't shovel your nonsense my way.
Now, the reality is, that's what I'm not saying. I mean, that's what people do. Regardless, that's what the fans will do. That's what everybody does. You're going to point to that. But to answer your question, I don't think the contract, and I kind of heard when I was down there, they weren't close. I don't think that's going to be a factor. He'll be who he is, and that won't be a factor as far as he's concerned. I think he'll just have the same approach, but everybody else will look at that. I mean, he's pitching against Jacob DeGrom today. So, obviously, I haven't even looked at the odds, but obviously the Phillies are underdogs today, and they should be. Mm-hmm. Texas is a better team, and DeGrom's a great pitcher. To answer your question, I don't think that will be a factor, although there will be people at WIP that will make it a factor when he loses a game. And I just don't think the mentality, he's not that kind of – some guys would.
Yeah, I got Howard. We got you.
Hey, Howard. Eagles-wise, you're just coming back from the owners' meetings. Did you have any inside scuttlebutt? I'm seeing all sorts of mock drafts coming out, linking us to a running back in the first round. How realistic is that concept? And did you hear anything along those lines with the owners' meeting?
No, because they're still evaluating the draft. No, that's not what you hear. You hear about player movements, and there's, you know. I heard somebody ask Nick Sirianni about Zeke Elliott. Zeke Elliott is done, cooked, he's over, all right? So they'll get a running back if they need one sometime in camp. And they're not going to draft a running back at 10. I would be beyond shocked. It's so ridiculous. I think they might trade back and get some more draft picks. You can get a running back in the 3rd and 4th round. And that's not – everybody says, well, they're a running team. No, they're not. You pass to win. And Jeffrey Lurie made that point, and he makes that point because that's what the coaches do. You get a lead, you win, and then you run the ball. Now, they have to have a run but as part of their game. But, no, I have not – that is not something that came – the draft stuff, almost nothing came up. It's player movement. It's, you know, the rules that never change – that they tried to change. Yeah. No, I just talked to a bunch of guys about, you know, the upcoming season.
You talked to Sean Desai, our new DC?
No, he wasn't there. It was just the head coaches.
Have you interacted with Sean Desai?
I haven't seen him. Nobody's seen him. You know, if you're in the building, you see him. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing that does come up, it's so hard to get back to the Super Bowl. And it's the same thing with the World Series. It's
hard. Are you surprised San Francisco's favorite to make the Super Bowl instead of the Eagles?
No, their defense is really good.
This is, but they don't have the QB, man.
I know. First of all,
but they didn't make it last year either.
The odds, who pays attention? You pay attention to the odds.
Who pays attention? You've been having Mark Lawrence on your show for 35 years. You've been paying attention.
Yeah, but that's individual games, Joe. It's just, and you know what? Those odds
Howard,
don't always work.
I'm stumping you every which way here today.
Do underdogs win, Joe?
Yeah, they do.
Okay,
less often than
in a lot of cases, the teams that are favored don't win.
Howard, Rhea's loving it. I'm just giving you the business here today, man.
I'm just thinking, who cares about us?
Getting the business from Joe is useless. I mean,
all right, Howard, here's the thing.
Do you know Joe cried
totally
earlier
useless.
Today on the show?
Joe is so irrelevant in my world. I mean,
all right, here's what's
not... Hey, cut that.
That could be drop of the week.
All right, Howard, here's what's not irrelevant. We are getting everyone's prediction today for how many wins for the Phillies this year. And where they finish in the division. Howard Eskin, sir, the floor is yours first today. How many wins? Remember, 162 games. How many wins for the Phils? And give me the division champ and where they
really, Phils it's finish. 162 games? That hasn't changed,
I'm
Joe?
I'm just making sure. I'm trying to help you
thanks
out
for,
here.
Thanks for the info.
You've been struggling.
You know, that 88 seems, in the world of gambling, seems kind of low. And so it would be, you'd say, well, 89 or 90. I think it's 87 or 88.
Which am I writing down, Howard? No ors in predictions.
No, it just it depends. It depends on whether.
Love of God, can we just get
a number?
I'm going to give you 88.
88, and who wins the division? Oh.
The Atlanta Braves.
And the Phillies finish in what place?
Second.
Okay, you got it. Hey, King, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the season, Howard.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Go live another life, will you?
Another life? All right. I'll live your
Change
life.
Change the one you're in. It's not good enough.
All right, King. See you, boy. There he is.
Joe, you got Howard him Eskin. Twice there.
I got him.
Do you work at WIP?
Yeah.
I mean, you've had Mark Lawrence on your show for 35 years. I was like, whoa, haymakers.
Yeah. I mean, the odds thing? Are you kidding me?
I love what he ribbed you people at WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.